All right, boys and girls, we're going to get started here in a couple minutes when the numbers stabilize. I was just informed in the Kremlin meeting before this that you glorious motherfuckers have destroyed 3 hostile jump bridges today already. High fives all around. Destroyed. Apparently, we reinforced like 6. I'm not sure on those exact numbers. Those are a report I got during the Kremlin meeting. I am still kind of waking up here, and it's good news. It's all good news. We reinforced 6 last night. Well, well, well. Okay, so the first and most important thing for us to get out of the way is no fucking hubris. Zero hubris allowed. As was said from the beginning, the path to victory in a hell war lies between no hubris on the one hand and no not believe it on the other. And I really want to reinforce the no fucking hubris aspect right now. We have been fighting or scheming and planning to fight or preparing to fight this war for a year now. Those of us in the Directorate and then the Kremlin, we got word of this thing in about mid-May of last year because pro-God legend couldn't keep his mouth shut. And we got so many different spy reports of pro-God pitching a all the galaxy versus us war. The first one, we kind of ignored it because pro-God runs his mouth all the time. But once we heard multiple reports, we realized that the fix was in. And then we withdrew from Cloud Ring and started just preparing the fucking lines as we have for this. So it's been a fucking year for those of us in planning to get the enemy to this point where their momentum is bleeding out at the gates of 1DQ1. And it is at this moment where we have many opportunities to fuck up and make stupid mistakes out of hubris. And I want to talk about this because I have seen a bunch of people getting very excited, which is cool and good. We want you excited because this is a critical period of time in the war, and what we are doing is extremely important. So, for example, there are 2 Asbels that are coming out tomorrow at 12:30 Eve time. I'll be waking up at 7 o'clock in the morning, Wisconsin time, to make absolutely fucking certain that nothing goes wrong. If the enemy is going to form hard and attack us, we need to be ready to set up the wood chipper on the 3D gate like we do, and get rid of these last 2 Asbels, and then we will learn what can be done next. One of the most critical mistakes that our enemy made during this war, and we're gonna Sun Tzu a little bit, so brace yourselves, get ready to make some dumb Sun Tzu jokes. there won't be any World War II analogies. Maybe there will. Who knows? But as much as we have historically made fun of people for applying the art of war to EVE Online, there are a couple of just basic strategic human nature lessons that resound and are very important, one of which is you do not destroy your enemy's golden bridge of retreat. What does that mean? Well, if you remember from the Great War, Darius Johnson, in one of what I think one of the ballsiest and most impressive moves that he made as CEO, was to abandon the entirety of the Southeast, all of our space. It wasn't just the Southeast, it was the eastern half of the galaxy, Cortez burning ships behind him and committing fully to destroying everything the Band of Brothers knew and loved. Similarly speaking, here, when the enemy was closing in and blowing up our crab stars, we had a choice to make. And they were saying, hey, guys, you're gonna lose your evac route for your Titans, and you know you're not gonna be able to get out, and we're gonna destroy everything you had. And my response was, fuck you, bring it, bitch. And they proceeded to blow up our Golden Bridge of Retreat, at which point, congratulations, the entire Imperium is trapped. The Imperium is trapped. The only way out is through our enemy's skull, and that is what we have been doing. We are fighting like cornered animals because they were dumb enough to corner us, and I'm delighted that they did, because there is no retreat, there is no escape, the only way out is through, and we've been doing a fine job of that as a result. So there have been a number of big strategic errors on our enemy's part, one of which was blowing up our Golden Bridge. The other one was flying too close to the sun. I believe that T5ZI was one of the biggest strategic missteps that we have seen in a hot minute. I think that they really, really fucked up by deploying T5 right next. I mean, deploying Keepstar to stage out of right next to our staging system is great, unless the war starts going their way, and then they're staged right next to us, because it makes it very hard for them to deploy, to do things. Sorry, we're going to have a little dog freak out here. Barkity bark, bark, bark. We're going to see how long she goes. Okay. T5 T5ZI, big overeat. So here's the thing. What you guys have been doing, which has been fantastic, and I want to high fives all around and keep encouraging this, is when the enemy has not been sending out big strat ops since Tuesday, they have been sending out little ops with smaller FCs, with smaller fleets and things like that. And like Gallagher with a watermelon, I'm boomering myself here by making that reference, we're sledgehammering these motherfuckers. And every little fleet that they send out that gets nuked by 150 or more screaming, cackling goons, those guys get demoralized further and they jump clone home to defend horde space or whatever. And that sort of oppression is very important. That is one of the reasons why T5ZI is such a mistake for them, is that they don't have tactical distance, right? If they had stayed in YZ9 or something like that, they would have a degree of tactical distance to us, but they are in T5ZI and they are too proud to admit failure, which means that I don't anticipate them unstaging from T5ZI. If they do, that's hilarious, but I don't think it's going to happen. And as a result, I want to make it very clear in the hubris territory, because I've already seen some people starting to vibrate about this. T5ZI Keepstar is going to die last. It is going to be an execution. It is going to die as a period on the end, the sentence at the end of the chapter of their failure, right? The iHub, we can hack that shit. Their jump bridges, we can hack that shit. But T5ZI is going to die last. So will YZ9. Because we're not fucking idiots. We are not going to destroy our enemy's golden bridge of retreat. We are not going to go, oh, well, we're different and better, and so we're going to do dumb mistakes that everybody knows you shouldn't do because things are turning around. Blow up the jump bridges, hack that shit, do whatever you want, but we are not going to touch the T5ZI Keepstar until this shit is all the way over with, because the T5ZI Keepstar is our friend. We love the T5ZI Keepstar. The T5ZI Keepstar is one of the most plus EV things for us and minus EV things for the enemy ever since they put that shit down. It is a terrible, terrible position. It is also their golden bridge of retreat. It is there for us to play with. It is content next door. Delta can go there in thrashers and give them sacks all night, which is what they did all last night. So I just want to make this very clear in the no hubris territory when we're seeing our enemies like lose momentum and stuff like that. It would be one of the dumbest fucking moves possible to attack the T5ZI Keepstar. So we are not going to do it until the war is fully won. The moment that that thing stops adding value to our side, we'll do something about it. But right now, T5ZI is a daily tick of plus EV to our side. I want you all to understand this, because it's this one of the reasons why we're here, we're fighting, we're winning, is because the bad guys blew up our golden bridge of retreat, and we are not going to do that because we're not a bunch of dumb fucking puppies. I'm saying this way in advance. Like, we're not even at the point of seriously sieging hostile Keepstars. I'm not talking about their other Keepstars. Like, they've got a lot of Keepstars in our space. We can blow those up, their Crab Stars or whatever, but we're not touching their fucking golden bridge. We are not touching their fucking golden bridge until it is over. And specifically, man, I wish I could send T5ZI a fucking love letter. It is generally like one of Villy's just biggest fuck ups since his other big fuck ups. But it's important. It's a great Keepstar. We love it. Yeah, we can kill all the other Cuddle Zone structures in T5ZI. Like, that's not their golden bridge, guys. I'm not saying, like, hands off T5ZI. I want you to touch everything in T5ZI that can be touched. Get your greasy goony mitts all over all their stuff in T5ZI except that Keepstar. Hack their bridge, hack the iHub, shoot the bridges, shoot everything else. All that shit is on the table, just not the T5 Keepstar, not the YZ9 Keepstar. There is going to be a memorial. Once we blow up the T5ZI Keepstar, we're going to drop a fuck palace right on top of it in order to rub salt in their wounds and just add to the humiliation. I think it'll be fun. So yeah, that's where we're going there. We are not going on offensive now. There's a question, are we going on offensive now? If we were going on offensive, we would lie about it. We would absolutely not be herfing blurs about it on the far side. And I just got done telling you that we're not going to be shooting a Golden Bridge of Retreat. We have an op tomorrow at 12:30 EV time. We may have to deal with a hostile downtime flash form. So I'm just going to ask you guys, just in case, those who can be around when the servers come up immediately, to be ready for a flash form. These Aspels that we're going to be destroying tomorrow got there because Fraternity and all of the enemy Chinese time zone got together and kind of surprised us. with a big attack. And good on them. Good on them, right? Surprise attack, that's good. That's fair play. That's Eve. And it's on us to make sure that we don't sniff our own farts and let them in. So if you can be around after the servers come up tomorrow, please do look for a flash form if we have to, because of the enemy flash forms, we will flash form. The main official hell form time will be for 12:30 Eve tomorrow. And these will be the last two Asbels that they have dropped in our space. So that's cool. Let me go through some of these other things here. So that's the big deal, guys, is really just no hubris, no not believing. We'll be there tomorrow to blow up these last two things and join fleets, right? Like there are a lot of things going on. You guys have been joining fleets. I have no complaints about that. I mean, look, there's fucking 14, 20 people on Mumble right now. Like this is fantastic. I love it. One thing before we shift to non-war business, we're going to talk about the CSM stuff here in a minute. I'm going to tag Merkelchen in. Because we have some political campaigning stuff that is important to deal with, because we've got to get rid of these pissy motherfuckers. Sorry, Sappy. We're calling them Sappy now. They hate the Serenity thing. And so it's Serenity Alliance, please ignore, is what we're now calling pissy. We'll just dial that in. Whatever they scream and bleed about, we'll call them. And if they're screaming like stuck pigs whenever we make references to Blue Donuts and Serenity, we will make references to Blue Donuts and Serenity. That's a thing that they are ashamed about, and we're going to shove it down their throats. Okay. The last thing I want to leave you with for the moment about war stuff is this. As many of you know, Empires of Eve has finally hit publication again. You can get a couple copies off of Andrew Garland's website, and they deliver through FedEx in like 2 days. I was really kind of surprised. Like, I pressed the button, and then this thing turned up yesterday. If you look through the history of the Great Wars of Eve Online, there has never in the history of the game been a situation like this, where people have actually held out successfully against the entire galaxy for this long. We are not anywhere near a final victory. We're not even at a point where I'm comfortable saying that, you know, high fives, we're on the attack or anything. We're still dotting our I's, we're still crossing our T's, we're doing everything we can to not fuck this up or trip over ourselves and slit our own throats. But I want you guys to understand, nothing like this has ever happened before at this scale. You guys are doing something that is already legendary and is something that is going to be like, this is astounding what we are pulling off here. Never have a group of online nerds like us held out against so many of these other guys for so long and actually gotten to the point where we can say that we've stopped their momentum. We're not at the point where we're on the attack yet. We're not at the point where we're pushing the boulder downhill yet. But it is very fair to say, especially if we get these two Asbels destroyed tomorrow, that their momentum has been brought to a complete halt. We've also blown up more than 300 of their Titans, an environment where Titans are extremely expensive now, more so than Keepstars. The situation is excellent, and you should all be justifiably proud, no hubris though, but justifiably proud of the fact that we are at this point making the kind of plans and schemes that we currently are. No one in the history of gaming, period, has ever pulled off anything like what we have already done here at this point in the war, and we are nowhere close to done. Soon it's going to be our turn. We've got a little bit more work to do before it's that point, but you all can see it. You know what's up there. I'm having to tell you guys, we're not going to be killing the T5ZR keeps the T5 Keepstar until dead last, and I got to tell you guys that for a reason. We're going to have some fun, I think. We're going to have some fucking fun, but you guys are a bunch of fucking badasses, and you need to know that, because the puppies are going to start trying to do their level best to minimize this whole thing, because they're not going to be able to deal with the fucking shame of what's going to come. So it's good stuff. I'm going to pivot now. We're going to talk about the CSM election. Like I mentioned last week, we have a ballot that is going to be picked that's going to be different from usual, because we're not going to be tagging in any of the puppy blocks that are trying to kill us, because they're our enemies and fuck them. And I wanted to tag in Merkelchen to Herfslurfs about this and talk to you guys about it. So, Merkelchen, are you there?
I am here. Thank you very much. We are currently in what CCP is calling the campaign period that runs through June 4th, CSM election time, right? So this is where you're seeing a lot of the talk shows happening and things like that, as candidates are sort of putting themselves out there. They've already jumped through several hoops and checks and balances with CCP just to get, I guess what you would consider as authorization to actually run for the CSM. The campaign period will give way after about a week. This will be June 8th when this starts to the actual voting period. This part is of critical importance for our block. I want to visit a couple concepts, and I also wanted to solicit some information from you guys. First and foremost, as Mittens alluded to, the ballot is starting to take shape, but it is not completely understood. For the last couple of years, I've been the person who sort of goes out to any of the external groups and tries to shake up votes in exchange for what is typically nothing. You know, the seventh spot on the Imperium ballot is not a spot that's going to get you trickle down voting. That it just doesn't work that way. You'd have to understand single transferable voting to really wrap your head around how that works. But it's a good sort of legitimizes candidates that are external to our entity. So we're doing the same thing this year. We're looking for any opportunities where maybe there is a group who at the moment doesn't happen to be trying to kill us, or a candidate that is not a part of one of those hostile groups, because we do not really have any interest in what we call horse trading. That's just been a sort of a name that we've given it over the years. We've gotten a few CSM reps who were absolutely going to be misses onto the CSM through working out these arrangements. This year is a little different. Obviously, we are in a hell war, and we are not interested in playing nicely with the other groups that are going against us. It's very important to consider our ticket is of critical importance. If you are an Imperium person who is running for the CSM and you fashion yourself a serious candidate, please reach out to me so that I can consider you when we're talking about doing the balloting. You can do that on Discord, Jabber, Forum, PM, whatever works. My name is Merkel Chen. I'm the CEO of Karma Fleet, and I am more than happy to talk to you and hopefully get you a spot on the ticket that will increase your chances of getting in there one way or another. If you consider yourself, you know, they call it like a meme candidate. If you're just doing this for fun, by all means, go have fun. But please keep in mind, you're not going to be advertising on our services, etc., or trying to get people to vote away from the ticket. The Imperium votes the ticket. Goons especially always vote the ticket. You may say to yourself, well, why would I do something like that? I really like this one guy. I'm going to vote for him. There's not a group in EVE Online who has been able to take advantage of the CSM the way that the Imperium has. Over the years, we've got something to the tune of just under 40 terms on the CSM. Far more than any other groups that are out there, we have a complete and thorough understanding of how this crap works. Every year, we're seeing trends that are getting a little bit more difficult for us to deal with. I remember on my first year, I think it was 12, CSM 12, we were just walking three or four candidates in, and it wasn't even close. These days, the pubby turnout has gotten significantly higher because they sort of understand the stakes that are at play. If you are the average NullSec person and your leadership is looking for a mechanic to blame for their most recent clusterfuck, well, you certainly better have somebody on the CSM to get that stupid ass message out there, right? This is something that we need to make sure that we've got adults at the table prepared to be there for this kind of crap. As it's a high turnout year for the rest of the game, we need to continue consolidating our voting. If we give 1,000 votes to each one of our candidates, we will get zero candidates on the CSM. We will meme ourselves to defeat if we screw up the ticket. I have good news, however, for people that are eager and wanting to put themselves out there and get on the CSM. Next year, we have two CSMs, myself and a nominate, that are reaching term limits. So you are going to see us cycling people in and out of the table. This is a big deal. With single transferable voting, it's incredibly important. Not only the top vote getters, yes, it's great to get 5,000 votes or something like that. The bottom voters are incredibly important as well. If you're, you know, one of these meme candidates, you've done a talk show here or there, you think you've got 200 or 300 people supporting you, you're going to get wiped out in one of the first couple rounds, and there is not a prayer to get you elected. The only way for us to fashion this year, where if you've been keeping up with those talk shows, things like the Meta Show, etc., you would see that Brisk Rubal has run one hell of a CSM campaign. With Brisk on our ticket, we're hoping you know, fingers crossed, Brisk is going to get a massive turnout because he's done a really good job of putting himself out there this year. And he's really sort of established a name as someone that, for one reason or another, the puppies will trust and vote for in a way that they won't for your typical Imperium candidate. With that being the case, we feel pretty good about having several seats in play beyond our two incumbent CSM reps. So, like I said, it's incredibly important. If you would like yourself to be considered a part of that ticket, get a hold of me. I'll make sure that we sort of collate all the names, talk over everybody. And what is of most interest to me when we're doing this and when I'm going to report it to Mittens, who ultimately will make a decision related to the ticket, is how many votes external to the Imperium would you expect that you can get? Because those are going to be the most interesting candidates. If you are an Imperium person and you would venture to just cannibalize your votes from internal to our ticket, not only are you going to screw up your own candidacy, but you're going to screw up the candidacy of the people that we insist on seating at the table. So just use caution there. There's a lot of videos on YouTube. There's one about animals, like single transferable voting in the jungle. I think Asher linked that to me years ago. And it stuck with me because it does a good job of explaining how that system works. So we will get you your official Imperium ticket, which, hey, like Mitten said, maybe it's just 10 people from the Imperium. That'd be pretty freaking sweet. Ahead of the voting period, which comes on the 8th to the 15th of June. Keep an eye out for it. Make sure that we stick to the ticket. We do not want to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory with a system that we have total and complete mastery and understanding of. So let's do a good job. Let's do what we always do. Make sure we show up. I know we got a lot less Rorqual alts than we used to back in the day, but so does everybody else. And we could end up putting quite a few of our folks in Reykjavik next year, which would be great. Thank you very much. Thanks, Mittens.
All right. So let me reinforce that very briefly. If you're old school back in the day, you would have to like assemble a ballot and vote for various people. So if you're responding to the Horn of Gundor and have no idea what the fuck we're talking about, we won the CSM so hard that CCP has repeatedly fucked with the system to try to negate our ability to win at this kind of thing. The way that the modern CSM election works is there is a CCP ballot. There's like 10 names that go on it. But what we do every year is we make it easy for you to vote exactly the way the state tells you, so you won't have to think about it. We're going to post a thread. There will be a link on the thread. You press the link and it will automatically fill all of the ballot slots for you in a slate that we have set for you. Do not think for yourself. Do not try to be a special snowflake. We have math hammered this, but if you try to snowflake it and you fuck with the things that we've set up for you to do it easy because you think you know better, you risk fucking the whole thing up because STV is designed for a lot of different reasons, but it is a math trap that has to be navigated through, and we have our math people doing this shit. So when we put a ballot in front of you that has presses a button, you press that fucking button and you vote the way the state tells you to, or you keep your mouth shut about it. I'm going to warn people in advance. If you try to tell people to vote in a different way from what the state tells you to, I will shoot your bitch ass, right? This is how this works. You're free to go dissent wherever you want, however you want, out of my earshot. But when the ballot is out there, you will vote the state's ticket, or you will keep your mouth shut, or you will be an example to everybody else. We do not fuck around with this. So what that means is you might say, hey, I don't want to vote for a nominate for number two. I want to diddle with the ballot. Fuck you. You're interfering with our math hammer and thus putting the rest of the ticket at risk. So that is why all of this. Merkel Chin is very nice. Merkel Chin explained this in kind words. I will tell you what to do. CCP has done this in the past, since you've probably been playing. If you respond to the horn, just do what we tell you. It'll be really easy. Click the fucking button. All of your favorites are going to be on there. All of your favorites are going to be on there. Don't diddle with the order or you'll fuck it all up. All right. And vote early, vote often, vote as many times as you fucking can. Fuck all puppies forever. There you go. But it's actually really easy because of you don't have to think about the shit. Just do what we tell you. Click the link when we have it. It'll fill out the ballot for you. Vote on all of your accounts. High fives all around. Exercise your freedom of choice to vote your conscience in exactly the way the state tells you to. Okay, that's enough on the CSM silly season. I want to give some shout outs and I want to take some questions. Again, kind of like last week, we're doing really good. I'm very, very happy all the way around with the progress of the war. We're doing fucking great. High fives all around. I want to give a shout out. Last week, I gave a shout out for Robinhood and Soplab and GSOL. And this week, I want to give a shout out to Ragnar. Ragnar has been doing an insane amount of GSOL work, and he deserves a fucking gold star in front of the tribe. I also want to give a shout out for Insurgent Squad. Please join Insurgent Squad as well as NGSA. I'm sure you guys have noticed we have been killing lots of puppies because Delve is perfectly safe. Quirius is perfectly safe. The puppies can if you are on Matterall's Crying in Stations show right now and you're listening to a recording of this where he's like analyzes our firesides or whatever, I want to let you know that everything I'm saying about killing puppies in Delve is a lie. Delve is safe. Quirius is safe. Please undock more Rorquals, Brave. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. There's nothing to worry about. In the meantime, for us, join NGSA, join Insurgent Squad. Those guys are doing heroic work. There's a lot of really cool shit that has been happening in Insurgent Squad, and we can't tell you about it. And we are, Apple Pear is very proud. I'm very proud, and we're looking forward to getting the war to a point where we can stop and tell the stories of the amazing shit that Insurgent Squad has been pulling off. It's just a delight, but it's all upset right now. But we'll get there to that point. We're going to get there soon where we're going to actually tell the fucking stories of what IS has been doing. And it's fucking legit. All right. So let me take some questions. What are we going to do once we repeatedly face fuck Sappy and they've left Elf? Future plans. That's a good future plans bingo square. One of the things I really don't want you guys to do is assume that everything is peachy keen and we got them on the run or whatever. We have two Asbels to destroy tomorrow, and we are going to be as diligent and as consistent, and you know, we're gonna put in the hours here. We're gonna get this boulder moving the other direction. I don't want to say that the boulder is rolling downhill back on Sappy yet. But we got to get it to that point before I feel comfortable, you know, jacking ourselves off about how well we're doing. We're doing great in terms of stopping their momentum. We have, if we blow up these two Asbels tomorrow, we will have fully stopped their momentum. And it's on us, you know, we have to see what they're going to do. We don't know what they're going to do. It is very significant that they have seeded on a 3-day, 4-day weekend, whatever, that they've seeded Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Volns. Maybe they'll have a go at us tonight. I don't know. We're going to be watching the walls again, you know, just take no fucking chances. Because they blew up our Golden Bridge of Retreat, everything is on the line. So, you know, we're not going to fuck this shit up. Good question here from Shark Mafia. Why haven't they been forming fleets for a week? Are they just fucking depressed? Well, there could be a couple of different theories for it. One is that they are depressed. They have been forming little fleets, and you guys have been sledgehammering them Gallagher style, and I love that. Please keep that up. Please keep harassing them. You know, they're in Delve. Welcome to the rice fields, motherfucker. Like, this is the phase. This is the rice fields phase of the war, right? Like, they're here. They're trying to get rid of us, but they're losing steam. And, yeah. But, either they're depressed or they're resting up. And we're going to prepare for the idea that they're resting up. We're going to prepare for the idea that their enemies, that their leaders have gotten together and are forming a plan to come at us and get their momentum going again. We must always prepare for the enemy playing optimally. And the optimal thing for them to do is to use the opportunity of their big whelp on Tuesday to rest up and then get us smugging and thinking that we're going to be just fine and then come at us hard and get a foothold by getting these Asbels up tomorrow. So, alarm clock tomorrow. I'll be waking up at 7 the fucking morning, and I'll see you there. But that's that. And that also answers the question from Renard Noir of how do we avoid hubris, right? What soundbite or phrase can we throw at each other when we get too cocky? Just say no hubris. Again, like I've said from the start of this war, the pathway to victory lies but on a continuum between, on the lower end, when things are going poorly for us, no not believing. And at the high end, when things are going well for us, is no hubris, right? So if we keep it between no not believing and no hubris, we're going to win. And that's what we have been doing, right? And so now as it looks like things are going well, as their momentum is stalling out, it is on us to hammer more than no hubris thing. So we turn up on ops. We keep sending dudes in fleets. This shit is nowhere close to over, guys. This shit is nowhere close to over because either they regenerate and we have to do more defense, or if they completely bleed out, then the ball's in our court and the real fun begins. So either way, we'll be there tomorrow with bells on tomorrow morning, and we'll go from there. Let's see. Will I be in fleet tomorrow? I will probably not be in fleet tomorrow. Usually on these big fights or anything like that, it's way better for me to be doing what I do, which is bouncing between fleets and helping the FCs do things and helping cords do things. I'm more of like a command and control and morale bonus. I found that once we turn this thing around, you're going to see me in fleets a lot more, because then it'll be the fun knife twisty kind of stuff. But when we're on these big defensive ops, it's very important that I not get tunnel vision, and so I bounce around between fleets. But I am looking forward to personally getting to twist some knives here in the coming months quite a lot. I'm very eager because yeah. How's the fish? The fish are doing well. Alrighty. And let's see what else we got. I'd like to ask that we consider stopping all chat within any local unless directed by RFCs. No. I see where you're coming from. This isn't old school Black Ops Badger. Just, you know, fling shit at them. Call them cowards. Make Serenity jokes. Like, we are still fighting the entire fucking galaxy. We need every advantage that we can possibly use against them. And one of the advantages that we have is that we know that their morale is weak. We know that their morale is bleeding out. We know that they are ashamed of their failures. We know that they are ashamed of their leadership's failures. You can watch these people unspooling on Reddit. And we know that they hate having it rammed in their faces that they are the single biggest blue donut in the history of online gaming, and that everything that Sappy represents is exactly what they have accused us of being this entire time. They've been projecting on us who they are and what they are. And I think that at every opportunity, you know, if you get out there and you say that goons are a menace to Eve and need to be exterminated for the good of the game, and that you're going to set up some sort of council of cringe to have the wardens of the various four points of the galaxy to form up to get rid of goons wherever they try to, you know, wear, such that they can have Hello Kitty Eve Online where they all agree nobody has to say fuck or eat my ass in a game that used to be all about harden the fuck up, like, these guys should be, we're gonna hang it around their heads, we're never gonna let them forget this, and they should be reminded of what they're trying to do and failing, but what they're trying to do forever. There is never going to be a time Revillian Pro God Legend will be able to walk back the whole war of extermination thing. We will not let them. This is an albatross around their necks, and we will choke them to death with that, all cackling and getting our greasy Cheeto-stained hands all over everything that they've left here in Delve for us to murder zone. So it should be fun. The Council of Cringe is now in session. Vili presiding for the Tower of Legends in his champion's butt plug. That's good. Yeah, shit-talking local is officially a doctrine thing, right? If the, you know, if they scream about how it's unfair for us to point out that they blew 103 alliances, the entire fucking galaxy, to try to take us down, and so far have failed, if they don't like that, well, then maybe they shouldn't have started this war. That's one of the things I mentioned on the meta show, and I'm gonna end things today on this little bit of herf, guys. As things turn, and we are not there yet, we need to turn up with bells on tomorrow, and we will. We will dot our I's, we will cross our T's, we will not attack their golden bridge of retreat. We are going to be disciplined, and we are going to be focused, because this is too important to risk fucking up because of hubris. But, they started this. Never let them forget. They started this. As they scream and as they cry, as they talk about how it's so awful that we are still here, they were the ones with the war of extermination. They were the ones talking about how you are bad people because you are friends with each other, that you have the wrong friends, and that your friends should have been agreed upon by the Council of Wardens. It's not okay for you to be in Goonswarm. It's not okay for you to be friends with Goonswarm, because the Council of Wardens has decreed that no puppy should ever have to hear eat my ass from a goon. As things potentially, if we do it right, start rolling the other direction here, they are going to scream like you have never seen them scream before. If you are a Great War vet, it's going to be different, because even in the Great War, we weren't fighting the entire galaxy. We were fighting Bob. All of the pubbies are all going to start realizing their failure and scream and cry. And the first thing that they're going to do, because they are cry bullies, they are onion skin cry bullies, they are going to clutch their pearls and point their fingers at you and say that you are a bad person because you are fighting back. That you are a bad person because you make reference to them blowing 103 alliances. That you are a bad person for calling them on their bullshit. And that you are a bad person for winning. And I want you to throw it back in their fucking faces. We did not pick this fight, but we are going to finish it. And when they scream and when they cry, remind them that they started it. Remind them that they started it to create serenity. Remind them that they started it because they were such a bunch of weakling, thin-skinned, cowardly bitches that the idea that somebody wouldn't bend the knee to their council of fucking wardens, they all had to get together and agree how bad you were. And when this starts rolling back on them, they're going to cry and play victim. They're going to say that you're so awful for doing the things to them that you're going to do to them. How dare goons win? How dare goons fight back? How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? They started it. We will end it. That's it for this week. Thank you for turning up. Keep on keeping on. Get in fucking fleets. Even if you see a bomber fleet, get in those fucking bomber fleets, guys. We're killing work walls. Delve is perfectly safe. Let's keep it that way. Tomorrow at fucking 7 in the morning, Wisconsin time. Let's fucking do this. If you can be around from downtime on, please do. Let's get back to work. We're doing fantastic, guys.